This is a Revolt Radio podcast. You wonder who is fighting the future. You are the one. Because you can't let go of your past even though you don't want anyone to hear about it. You close it up like a hole in a bush, but yet you're willing to creep back into that hole to discuss the benefits. If you've been active all those years, you can study in between the lines, you know where the books are written, you will understand what I'm saying. But that's what we do. Every time the future is in front of you, your mind takes you back to the past. It's right in front of you, but you can't just forget the fun you had. You can't forget how nutty your days were. You can't forget how it started. You just even can't forget the first time you felt pleasure. What does it have to do with the present? And then you wonder why people go back to the Genesis and then come back failed, right? Because you've reversed back to where you're not supposed to go. The one who was there before does not give a fuck about you now. They've moved on to a different future altogether, but you cannot still let go. Now it's complicated, right? Now let's spell it as it is. Because we judge the first outcome without telling the truth, we make things more complicated and we continue searching. It's like a curse. You start asking yourself questions, why did I let myself open before to a point where I cannot even find a replacement? You've had so much fun now, the limit is like a broken bottle. You can't pick up the pieces. It's frustrating you now. It's so bad that someone is right in front of you, trying well to do whatever it is they know. They're coming with the manual they're used to. Perhaps they're making love to you for the first time. And they're coming with the experiences that they already built up from someone else, from making love to someone else for a while. And this person is trying to activate an effort around you. But your mind is in the past because they're not touching you as you remember. Now you know for sure that your body signature is complicated. There's a way you like to be touched. There's a way you like the movement to happen. But this person is coming with a different manual from where they're coming from. Actually, it was working where they're coming from. Now with you, it's not working. And now your mind is off the trail. Now let's say it's for a guy who's trying to make love to a girl. And he's not touching the girl as she would like. And she's not saying anything. She's probably responding, but not that much. Now you have to understand that the guy's ride, the guy's energy, is being activated by how much pleasure the woman is feeling. That's how God designed it. Unless there's something else attached to it. So the more pleasure she feels, the more energetic he becomes. The more his pride is greasing everything about him and he sells her, working very hard to make things happen. Basically how it works for a lot of people. So when he's doing what he thinks he can do and he cannot feel as much pleasure coming from her, then it turns him off at first, but then he keeps trying for the sake of it because men always want to serve and satisfy in that position. The irony, but yeah, that's what happens in most cases. Now imagine that this same guy is coming from a place of abundance, a place where as soon as he touches his woman, she's wet everywhere, like a river. And he also knows that any day that she's not as wet as what he wants, she's either not there with him, or she's upset, or her mind is away somewhere else. Now for those people, it can work perfectly where he says, come on baby girl, tell me what's the problem. They start talking because he knows that the reason why she's not that wet is because she's not there with him, even though she's there. Now he's coming to another person for the first time. And after all the play and everything, he tries to make love to this new person. And this new person is not that wet. Perhaps he's struggling. Already in his mind, he's coming with the same experience as before. Where he was coming from, if she's dry, it means that she's not there with him, even if she's there. It means that her mind is not there, even though her body's there. It means that something is wrong. So he's coming with that same experience. He's coming with that same mindset. And now he's bringing it to this new person. And so in his mind, he believes you're not there, which might just be the truth, because you two are misjudging each other at that point in time. Nobody's talking to each other. Okay? He might just be telling the truth. Your mind might have left the scene because you're thinking about before, and he's not doing it right. But he doesn't even know what needs to be done right with you, because you won't even share. In my opinion, I would say, if you have accumulated so much experiences from before, if you have learned so much from before, if you have experienced so much naughty versions, you have done so many things, you have gone to phases of no return, you have built so much thoughts and so much, you've become a professor in all of these things, too naughty to deal with. Hey, I'm not sure the person you're going to be dealing with will not be able to learn if you want to share. Okay? I like it there. I like the way you're doing that. Oh, do it that way. Oh, touch me here. Oh, touch me there. Oh, it doesn't work out like that for me. Please do it this way. All of these things just give some level of understanding and communication. Someone's enjoying what's happening within the environment and everybody's happy. The next time he won't have to ask again. He won't ask you again. Same thing for the girl. If the guy is talking, I like it this way, I like it that way, I don't like it this way, I like it this way, please do it this way. The next time she won't have to ask. She already knows. It's called studying to know your body well enough to satisfy you better the next time. That's what it's called. A lot of things can turn people off. And some of us guys, we don't even tell you at that point. We try to patch the environment at the time. And the lady thinks that, hey, he couldn't satisfy me. Girl, you didn't even let him satisfy you. Half the time he was pretending to enjoy himself. He wasn't enjoying himself. He just didn't want you to feel bad. But he wasn't enjoying himself, basically. So you two are disconnected. You two have judged each other. And that's the point where when this lady tends to hear about this guy somewhere else, she's asking questions like, so why didn't I enjoy it with him? Why are you the one enjoying it with him? Vice versa. The guy too gets to hear that this girl is actually an amazing lady when it comes to lovemaking. And he's asking questions like, so why didn't I enjoy her? You didn't even give her the chance. Let you know how you can enjoy it better. Like, you didn't give her the chance to let you enjoy her. Basically, the both persons disconnected because they decided to judge themselves based on assumptions. They wanted each other to be magical. They wanted each other to prove the point of what they know. The truth is, everybody is coming with the manual of where they've been before. That's it. If I'm going to make love to you, I'm going to make love to you with the experiences I've built, people I've been with, everything that I've done to them and it worked. That's what I'm coming with. I'm going to play around with the options, eliminate the ones that are not supposed to be. It happens on the first time. The second time it gets better. The third time it gets better. We get used to each other. The rush becomes better. The first time you don't just jump in, strip, and start having sex. You play around because you're trying to learn. The second time you already know, you can just strip each other and go right in. And after the first round, you then jump into foreplay and play around yourselves again before you go in for the second round. That's because you now know yourselves better. Different versions of the story, different understanding of how it works. Everybody knows how they deal with theirs. Okay? Another problem is creating comparisons. It's still the past we're talking about. The size, the energy, the rhythm, the scream, how wet, comparisons. What is more unique and what is not? What can be improved upon and what not? Some people just like you temporarily and not otherwise. And so you're judged as soon as you strike. And if it's not better, it's not better. Everybody on your mass. I would say this without having to pull for too long. If you think you've had an amazing past, or you think there's someone else who's doing it better, you should pull that person into the future so you don't further stress yourself or feel more frustrated, because you'll keep cancelling people and replacing them and cancelling people and replacing them because you're trying to replace the people you've been with before. But guess what? We have had different experiences with different people, and so you're coming with different judgments. And that's the reason why some people sneak away from the future and run back to the past to get some. It's like going back to a country where you had a very nice meal to go and have that meal again, just because you wanted to have that meal, nothing else. You're traveling back to a country where you've been before and you're not supposed to go back to, but only so you can have the meal you had in that country. Basically what we're doing. You just run back to the past just so you can pick up someone there and do the same thing you did with them in the past, forgetting that the future is right in front of you. And that past is still refusing to be a part of your future. I'm sorry for pulling off that kind of laughter, but yeah, that's it. That's what we do. We do that to hurt ourselves every day. We're always thinking about where we have been before and we had it right. Yeah, that's how our memories work. That's how we get horny. We think about someone. We tend to think about someone. So it's either someone in the past or someone in the present. And in most cases, it's usually someone in the past, not even the present one. Because the present one is still going through scrutiny. Yeah, this present one is still going through scrutiny. The past one is the one that always comes to mind, that forms the wet dreams and wet mornings, basically. And it's a problem. It's a very big problem. And I would say also, if that past is ready to be a part of the future, and that is the past that you cannot forget, and you want to bring that person into the future, then you should do that and not suffer somebody else's child. Yeah. At the end of the day, most people pretend. I would say it's a blessing when someone doesn't have to pretend. Don't pretend that you're enjoying it. That's witchcraft. Don't. We're just going to do the basic thing that we know how to do, the things we've learned, the experiences we have built. If it's not working for you, it's not working for you. Everybody tends to learn differently. You go to the class, you want to be taught in a different way. Yeah. Different courses, different lecturers. I wouldn't bring what I learned in engineering class to a medicine class. No. Everybody and their body, we're all unique. Even though some people are more unique than the others. Even though some people are open to everything as it is. You touch them, they respond as it's supposed to. But not for everybody. Let's make excuses for every other person. So what I'm saying is, as much as we love our past, as much as we love the people in there, as much as we've had a great time in our past experiences, can we consider embracing the future? Can we consider making the future work? Can we consider sharing our experiences with the future in order to make the future work better, amazing? Imagine what the future knows with what you know, and sharing with the future becomes a blast. Imagine letting the future sharing what you already know from the past, and with their own present becomes, I'm just saying, affects everybody. I think I've just been ranting, basically. All right, I'll take a break here, guys, and talk to you shortly after now. Stay tuned. This is The Radio Apprentice.